January 8th, Job 17 through 20. The scriptures quoted are from the NT Bible, netbible.com, copyright 1996, 2019, used with permission from Biblical Studies Press, LLC. All rights reserved. Job 17, my spirit is broken, my days have faded out, the grave awaits me. Surely mockery is with me, my eyes must dwell on their hostility. Make then my pledge with you. Who else will put up security for me? Because you have closed their minds to understanding, therefore you will not exalt them. If a man denounces his friends for personal gain, the eyes of his children will fail. He has made me a byword to people. I am the one in whose face they spit. My eyes have grown dim with grief. My whole frame is but a shadow. Upright men are appalled at this. The innocent man is troubled with the godless. But the righteous man holds to his way, and the one with clean hands grows stronger. But turn, all of you, and come now. I will not find a wise man among you. My days have passed, my plans are shattered, even the desires of my heart. These men change night into day. They say, the light is near in the face of darkness. If I hope for the grave to be my home, if I spread out my bed in darkness, if I cry to corruption, you are my father, and to the worm, my mother, or my sister, where then is my hope? And my hope, who sees it? Will it go down to the barred gates of death? Will we descend together into the dust? Chapter 18. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered, how long until you make an end of words? You must consider, and then we can talk. Why should we be regarded as beasts and considered stupid in your sight? You who tear yourself to pieces in your anger, will the earth be abandoned for your sake? Or will a rock be moved from its place? Yes, the lamp of the wicked is extinguished. His flame of fire does not shine. The light in his tent grows dark. His lamp above him is extinguished. His vigorous steps are restricted, and his own counsel throws him down. For he has been thrown into a net by his feet, and he wanders into a mesh. A trap seizes him by the heel, a snare grips him. A rope is hidden for him on the ground, and a trap for him lies on the path. Terrors frighten him on all sides and dog his every step. Calamity is hungry for him, and misfortune is ready at his side. It eats away parts of his skin. The most terrible death devours his limbs. He is dragged from the security of his tent and marched off to the king of terrors. Fire resides in his tent. Over his residence, burning sulfur is scattered. Below his roots, dry up, and his branches wither above. His memory perishes from the earth. He has no name in the land. He is driven from light into darkness and is banished from the world. He has neither children nor descendants among his people, no survivor in those places he once stayed. People of the West are appalled at his fate. People of the East are seized with horror, saying, surely such is the residence of an evil man, and this is the place of one who has not known God. Chapter 19. Then Job answered, how long will you torment me and crush me with your words? These 10 times you have been reproaching me, you are not ashamed to attack me. But even if it were true that I have erred, my error remains solely my concern. If indeed you would exalt yourselves above me and plead my disgrace against me, know then that God has wronged me and encircled me with his net. If I cry out, violence, I receive no answer. I cry for help, but there is no justice. He has blocked my way so I cannot pass, and has set darkness over my paths. He has stripped me of my honor and has taken the crown off my head. He tears me down on every side until I perish. He uproots my hope like one uproots a tree. Thus his anger burns against me, and he considers me among his enemies. His troops advance together. They throw up a siege ramp against me, and they camp around my tent. He has put my relatives far from me. My acquaintances only turn away from me. My kinsmen have failed me. My friends have forgotten me. My guests and my servant girls consider me a stranger. I am a foreigner in their eyes. I summon my servant, but he does not respond, even though I implore him with my own mouth. My breath is repulsive to my wife. I am loathsome to my brothers. Even youngsters have scorned me. When I get up, they scoff at me. All my closest friends detest me, and those whom I love have turned against me. My bones stick to my skin and my flesh. I have escaped alive with only the skin of my teeth. Have pity on me, my friends. Have pity on me, for the hand of God has struck me. Why do you pursue me like God does? Will you never be satiated with my flesh? Oh, that my words were written down. Oh, that they were written on a scroll, that with an iron chisel and with lead they were engraved in a rock forever. As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that as the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God, whom I will see for myself, and whom my own eyes will behold and not another. My heart grows faint within me. If you say, how we will pursue him, since the root of the trouble is found in him. Fear the sword yourselves, for wrath brings the punishment by the sword, so that you may know that there is judgment. Chapter 20. Then Zophar the Naamathite answered, this is why my troubled thoughts bring me back, because of my feelings within me. When I hear a reproof that dishonors me, then my understanding prompts me to answer. Surely you know that it has been from old, ever since humankind was placed on the earth, that the elation of the wicked is brief. The joy of the godless lasts but a moment. Even though his stature reaches to the heavens and his head touches the clouds, he will perish forever, like his own excrement. Those who used to see him will say, where is he? Like a dream he flies away, never again to be found, and like a vision of the night he is put to flight. People who had seen him will not see him again, and the place where he was will recognize him no longer. His sons must recompense the poor. His own hands must return his wealth. His bones were full of his youthful vigor, but that vigor will lie down with him in the dust. If evil is sweet in his mouth, and he hides it under his tongue, if he retains it for himself and does not let it go, and holds it fast in his mouth, his food is turned sour in his stomach. It becomes the venom of serpents within him. The wealth that he consumed, he vomits up. God will make him throw it out of his stomach. He sucks the poison of serpents. The fangs of a viper kill him. He will not look on the streams, the rivers, which are the torrents of honey and butter. He gives back the ill-gotten gain without assimilating it. He will not enjoy the wealth from his commerce. For he has oppressed the poor and abandoned them. He has seized a house which he did not build. For he knows no satisfaction in his appetite. He does not let anything he desires escape. Nothing is left for him to devour. That is why his prosperity does not last. In the fullness of his sufficiency, distress overtakes him. The full force of misery will come upon him. While he is filling his belly, God sends his burning anger against him and rains down his blows upon him. If he flees from an iron weapon, then an arrow from a bronze bow pierces him. When he pulls it out and it comes out of his back, the gleaming point out of his liver, terrors come over him. Total darkness waits to receive his treasures. A fire which has not been kindled will consume him and devour what is left in his tent. The heavens reveal his iniquity. The earth rises up against him. A flood will carry off his house, rushing waters on the day of God's wrath. Such is the lot God allots the wicked, and the heritage of his appointment from God.